I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
Fantastic. My God, here we are finally together again. Dare to dream. What do you dare to dream? I really know that dreams help us move forward. I actually think dreams are one of the things that heal depression. So if you're going through a hard time, you need a dream. Trust me. You need something that's going to pull you up and pull you forward. That's my recommendation. Today, I was driving around LA, and I gotta say, I heard the loudest cracks. I didn't know what happened. I didn't know if it was an explosion or what was going on, and it happened several times. And all of a sudden, the clouds turned gray, and the water started to come down from the sky, and it was raining. Really interesting, kind of a tropical rain. And I just spoke with my sister-in-law in New York 2 days ago. Same thing. She was driving and talking to me, and she said, oh, my God, did you hear that? It suddenly started pouring here, and it sounded like hail on the phone when I was with her. So kind of cool. I always like contrary things. When we've got so much heat, it's actually nice to also have rain, and I know that the plants love it too, and God knows my car loves it because it's a free wash. So here we are, and some of you know I've been doing Facebook Lives on this, and you can check that out, that I'm teaching about writing. And if you want to be a published author, I've got an amazing opportunity for you, because you can actually accomplish that. If that's your dream, by the way, do it this year. Be a published author, be a best-selling published author. You can apply to write a chapter in the anthology book called I Am Still Here. There are spots available. Just go to debbied.net/anthology, debbied.net/anthology. And the compilation book is going to receive global distribution. It's going to be launched to guaranteed international bestseller. There'll be a press global press out for it. There's going to be a book video trailer, copy. Trust me, you're going to be well held and guided. I Am Still Here anthology is seeking men and women authors, first-time writers, or seasoned authors can apply. And if you want some payment plans, it's actually a very low price to join. It's bestseller at debbiedashinger.com, or just register debbied.net/anthology. And if you fit the bill, you're in. You can become a published author this year. We have people who have been coming on board, and I'm very excited about some of the stories they're going to write in the chapter about how they've gone from trial to transformation. A little bit later, Aurelia Moore is here. She's a business coach for public speakers. She's a networking expert, a public speaker herself, and a best-selling author. And Aurelia will be on later on Dare to Dream. So my reminder today is about lightening up and being aware of presence. I've been working on this myself because my understanding is that true happiness is about loving myself and my life exactly as it is right now. I also think that's the meaning of peace, right? Because that's really presence. And so that's what I'm focusing on right now, is just to keep reminding, realigning, re-guiding myself. And I offer that to you, to realign your focus, your values, and your attention, to absolutely just relax into today. Keep your mind focused on the majestic strangeness of this world, right? Driving around in the heat, and all of a sudden, big cracks of thunder, and the rain comes. Change happens all the time to all of us. presence requires us to let go of old habits, complaints, hang-ups. So stop insisting that things are done on your very punishing schedule and take more time to sit, time to listen to others, time to listen to yourself, and refrain from chasing after everything. Skip doing things now and then, and with breath, be aware of presence. Lighten up. Edna St. Vincent Millay said, soar, eat ether, see what has never been seen, be lost, but climb. When we come back, Orlia Moore is here with us to talk about how she has impacted the lives of 200 million people by helping them realize their own mission-based goals and dreams. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Arjuna Arda, and I'm the author of the new book, Radical Brilliance. Have you ever stopped to consider why Albert Einstein came up with the general theory of relativity? Emmeline Pankhurst got the vote for women, and Steve Jobs rethought the way we understand computers and cell phones, while many of us just watch in amazement and applause on the sidelines. What is it that causes some people to have original ideas which change the world? Radical Brilliance is the answer to that question. And it presents four very different kinds of subjective experience and brainwave activity, which when they come together in a human life, radically increase your chances of being brilliant. Come visit radicalbrilliance.com, where I've prepared a free 5-day mini course that explains all of the principles of your brilliant life.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. I've got Orlia Moore here, who has had extensive experience as a certified behavioral analyst, which has made her indispensable as a coach to influential corporate leaders. Orlia speaks three languages fluently and earned her MBA and law degree. And despite the impressive education and success as a businesswoman, she is quite a story. She's also a great public speaker and a networker for over 10 years, and she herself helps public speakers create their business model for public speaking. Orly's gift is to show people how to monetize their craft by taking it seriously and having what she calls business in a box for public speaking. And you can find out more about her at orliamoore.com. Yes, it's just like love is spelled in another language. It's O-R-L-Y-A-M-O-R.com. Orly, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's great to have you.
Thank you, Debbie. Really happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like this is an about time for you and I to hang out together online and do this and yes. Allow me to introduce my people to you and you to my people.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's fun to hang out with you in person and online.
Exactly. I want to get right to today, start there, and allow people to understand. So based on what I read and all of what you do out there, what is the specific work that you do and you offer today?
Okay, so the business of public speaking is actually a business. And I say it that way because people don't treat it as a business. They treat it as a hobby. And if they understood the science behind the business side of public speaking, then they would make more money. So my goal is to impact the lives of 200 million people around the planet by 2025. And the way that I found to do that is by creating this business in a box for public speakers, which shows them how to contact event planners, what to say, when to say it, how much to charge, all that good stuff. But most importantly, that together we will achieve the number that I want to reach. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, and I got to ask you, do they get a box when they sign up to work with you?
No, because when they sign up, I work with them individually. I take them by the hand. I build their infrastructure first, and I niche title them, which means I'm branding them in the industry. Mm-hmm. And then I show them and hold their hand until they start getting booked. And the one thing I do that's really impressive is that I guarantee they'll make $150,000 their first year in public speaking.
That's so cool. And I know a lot of people who need that because one of the things I hear often, I guess mostly in my mastermind group or if I go to some chamber things is I want more speaking opportunities. And so I hear you saying there is an abundance out there. You just don't know how to pull back the curtain yet. And that's what you provide.
Yes. It's $100 billion a year industry. And there are 64,000 events a day in America that pay public speakers. Yet people are still looking, but that's only because they don't know how. You can't blame them. And it's so funny you said pulling back the curtain. That's the name of my book coming out at the end.
Really?
Yes, it's pulling back the curtain on public speaking. It's basically all the back end. I've interviewed over 3,000 event planners for this book, and I'm actually almost down to almost 4,000. By the time I get to 4,000, then and only then I'll publish the book. So it's called Pulling Back the curtain on public speaking. That's pretty cool that you said.
It's a sign, man. It's totally a sign.
Totally. Divine intervention. Totally.
Yeah. Right book, right person. Well, that sounds very cool. How did you get here? Because law degree, MBA, I remember you worked for a property management company. I mean, it's a trip, right? And here you are speaking, traveling, and helping others to speak and travel. Yeah. How are you now the expert?
So I was a public speaker in property management many moons ago. and even though I was hired to speak all over the country as an expert on the subject matter, I also wrote a couple of books on the subject matter. It wasn't fulfilling. But one day, one of my girlfriends asked me if I would come and speak at her women's shelter. And I said, no, of course not. I said, what do you want me to speak about? She said, I want you to tell your personal story. And I said, no way, that's not happening. I'm not doing it. And for 3 weeks, she called me every single day. Can you do it? Can you do it? And I said, no, every single time. But at the end of 3 weeks, I was really sick of it. I was, okay, what do I need to say to you so that you stop calling me or else I stop answering your phone, your phone call? And she said, well, it's for you to say yes. And I said, all right, I'll do it. And I hired a coach and he taught me how to motivational speak. That's not what I was doing. I was a trade speaker in property management. So I go to this event and I speak in front of about 170 people were there, including the staff and the people in the shelter, the women. And after I got done speaking, I got off the stage and something happened that was not the same as what happens to me usually in property management is that in property management, everybody just wants to hear more problem solving of their association or whatever. But in this case, I was being thanked. I was being hugged. People were crying on my shoulder and telling me, thank you for sharing. Thank you for being here. And thank you for giving me hope, that kind of stuff. And I'll share my story with you in a quick way in a bit. But when I come off the stage, it was very overwhelming. I never had this much love and affection and gratitude. And one lady in particular was crying profusely, and I was wanting to just calm her down. And she said, no, you don't understand. And I said, sweetheart, you got to calm down. Start breathing, because she was hyperventilating. I'm like, you got to breathe. And she said, no, you don't understand. And everybody around us was kind of quieting down and listening in on the conversation. And back and forth we went, no, you don't understand. And then I said, yes. And she said, at one point she was yelling at me, no, you don't understand. I'm having goosebumps telling you this. And I was really taken aback. I didn't know how to handle this. This is the first time in my life I'm motivational speaking, you know. And she took out a piece of paper out of her pocket and she showed it to me. And she pointed at it with her index finger and said, see, I was going to kill myself this morning. I don't even remember the drive from my house to the shelter, but I heard you speak and I want to live. I just need you to show me how. And let me tell you, I was bawling. I was crying. Everybody around us was crying. It was unbelievable. And nothing in my head was saying, wow. It was more like, oh my God, I just saved a life. And I knew then and there that I would like to do and live this feeling of saving someone's life, if that's what it feels like, that I want to repeat it for the rest of my life. Now, the story I shared with these people, and believe me, it's not about taking away from anybody's story, but I was a beaten up child. I was molested 4 times before the age of 14. I was raped 3 times before the age of 22, twice gang raped within a 9-month span. And I was left for dead twice in those 2 gang rapes. I was married to a very abusive husband, both mentally and physically. I had 4 abortions and I gained a morbid amount of weight. I was 428 pounds at my heaviest. I lost 231 pounds. I finished my MBA and my law degree, and I've been a successful entrepreneur ever since. But I never went into drugs and I never went into alcohol, and I never went to a psychiatrist. I just wanted to not be a victim anymore. So I created a program towards mindset mastery, and that's how it all started. I've been speaking on mindset mastery, on how to close the deal 98% of the time, and on networking to help others. And now is the only time that I'm starting to get calls on speaking on the business of public speaking, but I don't really do that.
Well, it is a really profound story. The resilience of your human spirit is incredible. And the fact that at every crossroads, picking yourself up, dusting yourself off, getting back up, that you would make that kind of a choice, right? Because you could have made a lot of other choices that would have been really detrimental, frankly, to you, like continued self-punishment. But instead, you said, I'm going to thrive. I'm going to live. I'm going to make it. You're a smart woman. You went to school. You got these credentials, and really turned everything around. And especially, it seems to me, the pivot point when you said, I am not going to be a victim ever again. Like, how profound.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it takes that decision making, and it's not an easy decision to make, because you know, when you're miserable and when you're unhappy, you or things like this or traumatic experience happen to you, the way I felt anyway is like there's a big billboard on my head that says what I've been through. That's what you feel like. And when you're heavy, you feel like everybody thinks you're dirty or you're sick, and it's not true, but it is what the majority people think. And so you're constantly being bombarded with these thoughts, and fighting those thoughts is the toughest thing to do. So that's why I created the Mindset Mastery Program, to be a life coach to people and show them how to think differently through words and through feeling, meaning the thought creates the feeling, not the other way around. So our brain needs to does not know the difference, and we need to train it.
And so I just want people to know, so they have a before and after.
Yeah.
You were talking about being morbidly obese, 428 pounds at your heaviest. Mm-hmm. And you've lost over 200 pounds, right?
Yes, 230. Now it's almost 238. Mm-hmm. I'm still working on it. I still have about 25 to lose. I'm still working on the last 25.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, it's great to see you. It's great to see you keep coming into your own and taking care of yourself, really allowing yourself to come first. Mm-hmm. One of the things I find so amazing about your story, but also kind of spooky as somebody who knows you, mm-hmm. is that you're a certified behavior analyst. Like, mm-hmm. it is pretty spooky because basically you read people, right?
Yes.
So I want you to talk about that specifically. Like, what does that mean? And then how does that influence what you do, sales conversations, anything in your life? How does that come up?
So it's kind of funny that you say spooky, because every time I speak at these corporations and I show their salespeople how to close the deal 98% of the time, when I do that, I show them I'm certified in DISC profiling, so I'm also the trainer on DISC. And then if people know what that means, it's DISC. It's one of the forms of profiling. And then I show people the body language, and I combine it with body language, ego states, human ego states, which is psychological, and we can get into it, and of course profiling, personality types. And I created this program basically to teach people how to read people fast enough within 3 seconds to tell what kind of a person they are, so that you can talk to them in their language. So it's not only about selling, and it's not only about reading people, it's about talking to them in their language and being mindful of who they are first and foremost. So the spookiness part is that when I give these trainings, people think that I'm reading their mind. And I'm not. So it's kind of funny that you said that.
Yeah.
It's also a professional hazard, because every time I meet a person, the first thing I do is profile them. It's kind of funny, right? I ask a couple of questions, and by the way that they talk, I know what they are. And it's kind of funny for me, but at the same time, it shows me, it opens doors. It's just it gives me a way into creating a good relationship with these people, whoever I meet. It's awesome.
What I love about it actually is what a gift it is. You know, I mean, for those of us out here being profiled, it's a little spooky, but for you, it's like clairsentient, clairvoyant, clairaudio. I mean, you have clair behavior analyst. So you go into a space and place and you're profiling people, but that's awesome, because that's a gatekeeper. It's like, no, you're not getting in, and you're a yes.
Mm-hmm.
How awesome.
Yes. And it's funny, because when people hear my story, they say, well, you're a certified behavior analyst. You didn't see those things coming. And the truth of the matter is that those things happen. The certification came after all this happened, because all this happened also was my interest got even awakened even more. My curiosity is, how could I've seen this coming? And sometimes you can't see it coming, you know? If somebody comes after you, and you know, if they're a gang and they're holding you down and there's 4 or 5 of them, you have a problem right there, because the strength is in numbers. There's 5 people against 1.
Wow.
So I tell people, first of all, do not judge, because one of the things that are really important is that we all have a story and we should not judge each other. There's no reason for it. Everybody goes through whatever they went through. And there's nobody that went through something bigger or worse than another. We all lived it in a different way.
Wow. Well, we're going to address more of this when we come back, and also talk to Aurelie about her book, before pulling back the curtain, called The 12 Powers. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger, host of the syndicated award-winning radio and podcast show, Dare to Dream. Do you have a dream inside of you? Dare to Dream is all about making people successful in a changing world. And the mantra is dare to create your dreams into your reality. In fact, dare to live bigger than what seems possible, because you can. We're live every Wednesday at 12 Pacific time on BBS Radio. You can also listen on iTunes, Player FM, iVoox, Stitcher, Spreaker, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. As Justin Shank, our subscriber, wrote, an absolute rock star host who gets great conversation from her guests, motivation, inspiration, and insightful advice in this Do Not Miss Dare to Dream podcast. We look forward to connecting with you live every Wednesday. Dare to Dream.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
How do you comfort a grieving child? It's not easy, but the book, My Mommy is a Butterfly, facilitates the process by introducing your child to the concept of signs from the afterlife. These signs will prove to your child that their loved one is still around them and still loves them. The heartwarming story encourages your child to focus on the power of love and how it transcends death. My Mommy is a Butterfly will uplift your child with hope and resiliency. Your child will become empowered to learn that death is not only an ending, but also the beginning of a relationship where love never dies. Written by Michelle Bieber, My Mommy is a Butterfly is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
What is LinkedIn and why should you be on it? Wondering what in the world people use LinkedIn for? You will be surprised how much is available on this popular business social network. Go to www.yourconnectionsconsultant.com. Did you know that 64% of all social media traffic to websites is driven by LinkedIn? Rhonda Scher, known as the LinkedIn Diva, will explain how to double your business using LinkedIn. Don't be left out. Learn how to leverage LinkedIn today. Rhonda Scher, the LinkedIn expert, is your connection consultant at www.yourconnectionsconsultant.com.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio and Podcast, and I'm interviewing Orlia Moore. She's the author of The 12 Powers Within. So let's see where I want to take this first. I feel like I want to have a little bit of closure on what we were talking about before I head into the next piece of what I'm curious about. And specifically, Orlia, you know, you shared like big time trauma that you went through. I think anyone who got through one of those things, it would be a miracle. But you went through successive everything from your childhood through young adulthood. So I'm curious about what happened right after, before you decided, I'm not a victim, before you decided, behavior analyst, I'm taking control. Did you have PTSD? Was there a really dark period of time for you?
Yes. I would say that when you go through these traumatic experiences, you want to hide. And I was in hiding. So I wouldn't go out. I wouldn't have friends. I wouldn't socialize. And I kept it a secret for a very, very, very long time. Only a couple of my friends knew about it. My mom knew a little bit when I was 14, when I told her that my grandfather was molesting me for 4 years. But besides that, not many people knew. I was in hiding. It's kind of also one of my TED Talks, which is The Hide or Not to Hide, which it will be probably next year. But what that's really what happened. I went into hiding. I didn't want to tell people. I was afraid to be judged, to be scrutinized. I felt shame. I felt a lot of things that, you know, you normally feel because of these things, you know, being raped, being molested. You don't really want to share that. I never really wanted to share that. And those two friends of mine, one of them that asked me to speak at the shelter, is one of the people who knew my whole story. And if she wouldn't have pushed me, I might have never come out with the story at all, because it was very painful to tell somebody about it. Sure. Just the fear of judgment and shame is very huge. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah. I really understand what you're talking about. And even though my story is different, I have felt the same over pieces of my childhood. Mm-hmm. And when I'm interviewed and somebody says, well, what has your journey been? And I'm just like, oh, okay. I guess we're going to go there, people. You know, so because without that piece, to understand the duality and the juxtaposition of how I ended up here and, you know, what went on in my mind and what I had to heal, the wounds I had to get through, it's just a really important piece. And so I understand, because my feeling too is like there's shame. I have no control, but it was the family of origin I came from. But I feel shame about talking about that, because I always wished it was different.
Sure.
I get that. It's an insidious emotion, if you can call that a reaction.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And so here you are, you're a public speaker, you're a business coach for public speakers. Mm-hmm. And curious what's behind it. Like, what is your mission and purpose, Orly, for doing what you do now? I know you shared before you helped someone, you saved someone's life. But I mean, this is big time. You're going all over the world. You know, I know you, so I know you're a traveling speaker and you've got clientele and you're showing them how to do this thing. So what is the big why there?
So my big why is that I want to impact the lives of 200 million people by the 24th of April, 2025. And many people ask me, why 200 million? Why not 1 million? You wouldn't be satisfied with 1 million. And when I read the book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and many people know probably about this book. And those of you who don't know, please go read it. It's amazing. I read it 1,000 times. It's amazing. And there's a story in there about Gandhi, who had 200 million people following him harmoniously for the fight against hunger and violence. And that's where I took that number. If he can do it, imagine in the age of no internet. Hmm. Imagine now in the age of internet, how I can achieve that. But the big aha for me to actually say, wow, you know, like, You set a goal and don't worry about the how. I'm how for me, because when I came to, I was not going to do coaching, but I was already speaking. I spoke in 26 countries and 18 states. And by traveling and all that, I met a few people that asked me how I got gigs and how I did this and that. And that's how it got started. If you want to hear that story, I can tell it to you, but it was really cool, actually. My goal, that's how I was going to do it. I'm going to help other speakers get out there, get in front of the masses. I don't care how much money they make. I hope they make a lot of money, even more than me if they have to. And some of them do make, actually, some of my clients make more than me. But I just want to know how many people they speak in front of, how many people they connect with on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and all that stuff. And we're now, I think, at like 47 or 48.2 million, something like that.
Beautiful. Wow, wow, wow. And I love that you went for something that seems almost impossible. I always think those are the best dreams, right?
Yes.
You do your part, the universe does its part, and my God, magic can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got this book, The 12 Powers, and I'm curious then, speaking about public speaking, how does public speaking relate to your book, The 12 Powers?
It doesn't. The Mindset Mastery is one program that I wrote a long time ago. And the 12 powers we hold within, the ultimate paradigm shift, was something that I did write already. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people said to me, why don't you put it in a book? Why don't you put it in a book? And I never thought of putting it in a book. And they said, you should tell your story. You should put it in a book. It's a great program. Put it in a book. But I decided to make it a Mindset Mastery book series. So this is one of 6 books that are going to be coming out. And it tells my story. But one of the things that I share in there is everybody should share their story. You're talking to people about writing a book, about becoming an author. That is awesome. I think nobody should go to the grave with their story. And just by sharing with you that I saved somebody's life because of my story. And I was very, very, you know, reluctant to share it. So once I shared it, I realized the power of sharing. And that's my goal for this book and all coming books, is that you should share your story, because you never know whose life you're going to save. So it kind of relates and it doesn't, but it wasn't meant for public speaking. It was meant for mindset mastery, overcoming traumatic experiences and knowing how the brain works in a funny and quirky way.
Wonderful. Great. So for folks who are interested in the 12 powers within, it's about mindset mastery and the ultimate paradigm shift. Go to Amazon or her website and subscribe to Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. You can go to iTunes, Spreaker, YouTube, subscribe and leave a review. Trust me, what you say counts. Mm-hmm. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Orly about some of these powers, like the power of why, the power of consistency, the power of forgiveness. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Hi, Debbie Dashinger here from Dare to Dream podcast, award-winning and heard live every Wednesday at 12 Pacific time. Question, do you want to be a published author? If so, you can apply to write a chapter in the new anthology book called I Am Still Here. To be a featured author in this compilation, go to debbid.net/anthology. Seeking men and women to become a published best-selling author this year. Apply at debbid.net. The unique offer includes writing a chapter or being interviewed and having your interview transcribed. The book will be launched to international bestseller. The authors will be interviewed on 3 podcasts, global press release, book video trailer, authors featured in published magazine, transcription, editing, book interior, and cover professionally done. You can write about health, business, spirituality, relationships, and more. Go to debbid.net/anthology. These applications will go fast. You can be a published author this year. Register debbid.net/anthology.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream podcast. I'm interviewing Orlia Moore, who's a professional speaker and helps other people create a successful speaking platform. You can find her at orliamoore.com. Okay, we're getting into the powers here. I love powers. So, Orly, tell us, what is the power of why?
Great question. So one of the powers in the book is the power of why. You must know why you're doing something and the finding the passion. Many people say, well, you know, I wanna lose weight, right? But you have to have the why behind it. And it cannot be superficial. Superficial is for losing weight would be, well, I want to wear better clothes. Yes, that's going to come with it. But why do you really want to do it? What is it that's going to motivate you ongoing? What is going to keep you on track? What is going to get you through the tough times of reaching a goal like that? It's hard. Mm-hmm. It's not easy. So, or it's challenging, as I say. People just don't know how to define their why. And I think that's really important that you come about, and it's all inside of you. It's just, how do you formulate it? How do you say it? How do you declare it is more important. Mm-hmm. Declare it to the world that you're going to lose weight and give it a time frame, but don't give it a non-realistic time frame. A lot of people say, I want to lose 50 pounds, but I want to do it by tomorrow. It's not going to happen. And the reason I'm using weight loss is because I had to go through that and I had to find a why, and I had to find a no excuse kind of mentality so that I don't go back to my old habits.
So give us an example. What is a powerful why that actually moves you forward into creating what it is you want to create?
For me, it was, I don't want to be ridiculed. Mm. And I want to be taken seriously in my craft. I was in property management, I was not taken seriously, or I wasn't advancing because people judge you from your exterior. Although I knew that I had everything that I needed inside, people still judge you from the outside. So my why was, I do not want to be ridiculed. I want to show up with power. I want to show my inner strength outwards. And in order to do that, one of the things I needed to take care of is my outward physical appearance. One of them was to lose weight, you know? And so that's a powerful why, because you're going into your inner core values to keep you on track. And some people, it's because I want, you know, like some people will tell me, I want to lose weight because I want to have the energy to play with my kids. Mm-hmm. And I want to be there for their wedding, and I want to be there for my grandchildren. But if I continue the way I am, I'm going to have a heart attack in a young age, or I'm going to get diabetes, or I'm going to have another disease that's related to that. And then I'm going to be really sick. So I won't be able to enjoy my life with the people I love. And so those are big whys. They keep you going. You just have to look at your child or at your grandchild and say, oh my God, mm-hmm. I better do this.
Right. Right. That makes sense. So you had reminders in your world because you're working every day and being seen and seeing others, and someone who looks at their children and family has that same reminder, reminder, reminder. And what about the power of consistency? What is that?
That is an amazing, amazing power that we own, but we don't use. And I'll tell you why. A lot of people want to be successful, whether it's to achieve their goal, or in business, or even in their relationships. But they're not consistent with what they say and what they do. And the way I explain it is that the way a person does one thing is the way that they do everything. If they're late for meetings, they're always going to be late for meetings. we're not talking about once in a while when there's a special circumstance. We're talking about multiple times being late for a meeting or always being late to a party. Whatever it is, that means you're always doing that. And if you're always doing that, that means that's a part of you. And that's how people look at you. Now, if you're consistently serving your clients in a business, then consistency is what keeps your clients also coming back. It also makes you, credible for what you're doing. It's your consistency. And in the public speaking, on top of it all, consistency is key or else you won't make it.
I love that. That's wonderful. What a compelling reason why changing your habit that is getting in your way and sabotaging you is so important to turn it around and then be committed to being consistent with it, because of the repercussions that have been going on out here, completely going to turn around and you'll be taken way more seriously and probably be given a lot more because they know you can handle it. So love it, love it, love it. Power of why, power of consistency. And then what is the power of forgiveness?
So if you don't mind, before I answer that, I want to just add to power of consistency really quickly, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It takes 45 seconds to change a state. So when you're feeling down on yourself or when you're feeling anything, you should just go and dance, jump up and down, do whatever it takes physically for 45 seconds, and you're going to change your state of mind. It takes 21 days to make or break a habit. So you don't have to get rid of habits, but it's good to create new ones that will overcome the old ones and get rid of those that you don't want in your life. It takes 6 months to create an addiction. So if you're going to the gym for 6 months, after 6 months, you're not going to need to decide to go to the gym. Your body will require it, just like getting rid of certain foods. After a while, you'll never want them again because you created an addiction to something else. And it takes 9 years to create an institution. That's why nuns take 9 years to become nuns. They have to go through a cycle that basically shows them all the ways. So 9 years, after 9 years, you do become an expert. You do become exactly what you want to be. So it's very interesting that that's the power of consistency. Only through consistency can you achieve that. And the power of forgiveness is so big. The power of forgiveness is about forgiving yourself. It's not only about forgiving others. Forgiving others is actually the easy part. Forgiving yourself is the hardest part because we punish ourselves constantly after going through any kind of setback, betrayal, traumatic experience, whatever it is. It takes a while for us to even think that we can forgive ourselves. But that's the first and foremost thing, is forgive yourself, because the others are no longer in your life. It doesn't mean that they cannot hurt you anymore. But you need to stop hurting yourself. So forgive yourself for not knowing. Forgive yourself for not being able to recognize something at the time that it happened. Forgive yourself for just sometimes being ignorant. And it's okay, because you don't know what you don't know. And when it happens, it happens. But forgive yourself. It will take you to a whole new level in your and a shift in your brain.
So remember, find your big why, because that's what will propel you forward to create what it is you desire. Remember that consistency speaks volumes out there, so make sure it's really positive consistency that people see and experience. And forgive. Whatever you've gone through, going through, forgive yourself so you can move forward and have some peace. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll find out in our final segment what Orly next dares to dream.
Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world was given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon.
Hi, My name is Arjuna Arda, and I'm the author of the new book, Radical Brilliance. Have you ever stopped to consider why Albert Einstein came up with the general theory of relativity? Emmeline Pankhurst got the vote for women, and Steve Jobs rethought the way we understand computers and cell phones, while many of us just watch in amazement and applause on the sidelines. What is it that causes some people to have original ideas which change the world? Radical brilliance is the answer to that question, and it presents four very different kinds of subjective experience and brainwave activity, which when they come together in a human life, radically increase your chances of being brilliant. Come visit radicalbrilliance.com, where I've prepared a free 5-day mini course that explains all of the principles of your brilliant life.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
What is LinkedIn and why should you be on it? Wondering what in the world people use LinkedIn for? You will be surprised how much is available on this popular business social network. Go to www.yourconnectionsconsultant.com. Did you know that 64% of all social media traffic to websites is driven by LinkedIn? Rhonda Scher, known as the LinkedIn Diva, will explain how to double your business using LinkedIn. Don't be left out. Learn how to leverage LinkedIn today. Rhonda Scher, the LinkedIn expert, is your connection consultant at www.yourconnectionsconsultant.com.
How do you comfort a grieving child? It's not easy, but the book, My Mommy is a Butterfly, facilitates the process by introducing your child to the concept of signs from the afterlife. These signs will prove to your child that their loved one is still around them and still loves them. The heartwarming story encourages your child to focus on the power of love and how it transcends death. My Mommy is a Butterfly will uplift your child with hope and resiliency. Your child will become empowered to learn that death is not only an ending, but also the beginning of a relationship where love never dies. Written by Michelle Bieber, My Mommy is a Butterfly is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. I am speaking with Orlia Moore, and this is Debbie Dashinger. And Orly, what one ritual or practice do you use daily to keep yourself grounded?
Oh, what a great question. I do 100 affirmations and 100 things that I'm thankful for. And I do have a meditation every day. It's every day. And I also write to my...
Powerful. Okay. And this is Dare to Dream. What do you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams or goals?
Tony Robbins. Oprah. That's my biggest dream.
Cool. And do you see that on camera? Do you see that on microphone, or how do you see that, or from stage?
Both stage and camera. It's okay by phone, but I definitely want to be in front of people and where they see me, not just hear me.
Mm-hmm. I like it. And finally, I'm going to ask you very quickly, what's the power of focus? Because I really loved that too. What's the power of focus? What can you share with us that's actually a tip about focus?
When you have a goal or a dream, you need to find out how to get there, because the how will come. But there's a lot of naysayers out there. And when you have a dream and you share it, people tell you that it's impossible, or telling you that it's not good, or whatever it is. Don't listen to anybody. Like, literally don't listen to anyone that is not doing better than you are, because if they're doing better, that means they know something more. But if they're not doing, they're more messed up than you are, then you don't want to listen to them. And that's what the power of focus is. Stay focused on what you're doing. Stop thinking about what others are doing or thinking. Just do you, do your thing.
That comes up for me so much. I love that you ended on that, because that was actually one of my thoughts today, just how powerful when we can be when we put ourselves out there, our own unique Indigenous self and direction. Orly, thank you so much for sharing your brilliance today.
Thank you for having me, Debbie. I love you. Thank you.
I love you too, honey. And I end this show with this quote from Michael Jordan. If you're trying to achieve, there will be roadblocks. I've had them. Everybody's had them. But obstacles don't have to stop you. If you run into a wall, don't turn around and give up. Figure out how to climb it, go through it, or work around it. Next week on Dare to Dream, I'm featuring Arjuna Arda. He's a radical brilliance coach. He's written 9 books, including the national bestseller, The Translucent Revolution, which was featured in O Magazine. He co-authored Conscious Men with John Gray, and he's spoken at conferences worldwide, been on TV, radio, print media in 12 countries. He's spoken at Google, United Nations, and he's a member of the Transformational Leadership Council. You will want to tune in for that big conversation. Subscribe to my podcast. And thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands.